Well, a guy who is going to wake you up and energize you for your day, like he's been doing on Fridays for quite a while now, it's Larry Weber, the host of Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And this is a very interesting June in many ways. I noticed from the forecast that the temperature, high temperatures in the next few days is supposed to be in the 60s. Now, somebody should tell Mother Nature that it is, and I'm satisfied with that. I like it. But somebody should tell Mother Nature that only 1 week from today is the summer solstice. This is a very interesting week in a couple ways. 6 months ago, right before we have the winter solstice, we have a week that when I was teaching, I referred to it with my students as being the dark week. That was the time of the latest, or almost the latest, sunrise and the earliest sunset. Now, the converse is going on right now. We are at the time of the earliest sunrise, 5:14, and almost the latest sunset. That's going to continue to get later a little bit more later in the month. And you put those together, this is just the opposite. This is not the dark week. This is the light week. Now, to make it even more light, you may have noticed last night we had a brilliant waxing gibbous moon, and that's moving toward the full moon, which will happen this week. Put that together with the long days, and yeah, it's going to be a bright week. And then, there's more. Take a look in the southeast. Every night now, I've been seeing Jupiter. Quite easy to see. And if you want to do something really cool, take out your binoculars. Plain ordinary binoculars are usually good enough for this. And take a look at it, and you can often see what looks like little tiny dots of light nearby Jupiter, and those are, of course, the four moons of Jupiter. You can usually not see all four, but you can see some. Well, there's plenty of other things going on. This is the time when the wildflowers out in the open are starting to show up more, and I consider the end of spring is when the wildflowers out in the open outnumber those in the woods, and it's very close or maybe even already happening. Daisies are coming to bloom, as well as yarrow coming to bloom. Clovers, lupine, these are all plants out in the open, and they add a lot of color to that region. Roadsides, we tend to think of roadsides as being kind of just a little strip along the side of the road that happens to be there. But I find it's just a good place to see plenty of this change that's going on. Canada anemone likes to grow in roadsides, and I've been seeing that a good deal lately. And there's going to be more as we get further along. Among the trees, this is viburnum time. I've been talking about before different trees with blossoms. I think I mentioned last time being choke cherry time. Well, this is viburnum time. We have three kinds of viburnum that come into bloom at this time. None of them are called viburnum. One of them is called nannyberry, another one is called arrowwood, and the third one is called highbush cranberry. But they are all species of viburnums, and they have their white flowers showing up at this time. So they're waiting their turn. We are pretty much done with those kind of blossoms of the trees. There will be other tree flowers a little bit later, but they're not going to be quite as blossomy as this. Another one that is non-native, but I think it's kind of a neat one to see, is the Tartarian honeysuckle, and we happen to have quite a lot of that in the area. Other things I've noticed, I mentioned last time about hearing gray tree frogs and hearing spring peepers still calling. Well, they were joined in the last few days by mink frog. Mink frog is, along with green frog, is one of the two summer frogs of the area. And when they start calling, yeah, it means that we're moving on into summer. The other two, the gray tree frog and the spring peeper, will last for a while yet, but they're on their way. They're slowly starting to fade. The gray tree frogs are in no particular hurry to fade, but they had their breeding pretty much earlier. Turtles still coming up on land to lay eggs. This is the time of bird songs proclaiming territories. They have their nest. The nest have eggs. The eggs hatched into nestlings. The nestlings grow to become fledglings. All that is going on right now, but I'd say we're probably not going to see many of the fledglings at this time, but it's a good time to hear the bird songs. And then I've just got to tell you this. June stands out in my mind as being the insect month, and we have got a ton of them. Anybody who has spent June in the Northland is very familiar with a lot of our insects. We tend to think of them as being pesky, but there are three fabulous ones going on right now. Number one are the butterflies. The monarchs arrive back here about the first week of June, and that makes people started noticing butterflies more. Well, there are several other species of butterflies that have been showing up as well. Some of these will be sticking around for the next few weeks, and some of them are they wake up from hibernation, and they're still around right now. But we have plenty of orange butterflies. We have blue, we have white, we have yellow, we have even some that are brown, but the butterflies are out now. Another one that we just love is fireflies. Oh, they are the coolest insects, and they are starting right now. Now, I always notice the first fireflies up in trees, but after a while, once again, start walking the roadside somewhere around 10 o'clock at night, and yes, the fireflies are out there. They are just terrific. We tend to take them for granted, but there are not many animals that use what's called bioluminescence that live on land. There's a lot of them in the ocean, but none of them, not very many that live on land, and this is one. And then the third one, of course, is the dragonflies. Dragonflies emerge from most of them. Emerge from a life under the water at about this time, and when they come out, they open up their wings and they take off in flight, and we will see them often flying, or if not flying, they'll sit and warm up, what's called basking. And with the temperatures we're having the next few days, we might find that you find a sunny spot somewhere, especially in the mornings, and you could very well see a lot of these basking. So as I said, there's just terrific insects out there. And, of course, Lisa, anytime we have insects, we have spiders. And, yes, the webs are starting to show up more now. So, yes, it's going to be a beautiful last week of May.
It certainly is.
Last week of spring. Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be lovely for April. Okay. All right. We will, Larry, our spirits, we will keep our spirits high. Thanks a bunch for joining us. We'll talk again next week.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.